Ever feel like marketing, it's like you're trying to be heard in a hurricane, you know, like whispers just lost in the noise.
Yeah, it's a common struggle for sure, especially when you're up against so much competition.
Totally. And you know what? That's exactly what we're digging into today. A company that says they've found the answer. And it's not about being the loudest. It's about being the smartest.
Oh, this is interesting.
We're going all the way to Cyprus to check out Z Cyprus.
Oh, yeah.
They're making a name for themselves as the island's first marketing agency that's all in on artificial intelligence.
Wow, the first. Okay, so they're like pioneers over there.
Yeah.
What's the scene like in Cyprus for this kind of thing?
Well, from what I've gathered, it's a really interesting mix. You have this long history of traditional marketing, you know, word of mouth being super important on an island.
Right, makes sense. Close-knit community and all that.
Exactly. But at the same time, they're becoming a bit of a tech hub. So ZBeogis is kind of riding that wave, using AI to navigate this unique marketing landscape.
So how does AI fit into word of mouth anyway? Are we talking about like robot influencers now?
Not quite. But you're onto something with the whole influencer thing. Ziba has this AI-powered approach to something called lead scoring, and it's pretty wild. They're not just looking at basic demographics or what website you clicked on.
Okay, so what are they looking at then?
They're analyzing things like your social media engagement, even, get this, purchase history analysis, all to figure out who's most likely to become a loyal customer, a true fan.
Hold on, back up a bit. How is that different from how companies usually score leads?
Traditionally, it's a lot simpler. Companies might look at, like you said, basic demographics, maybe what pages you're clicking on their website, stuff like that.
They're the usual suspects.
Yeah. But ZPay AI, it digs way deeper. Let's say you're a travel company in Cyprus, right?
Hey, I'm picturing it. Sun, beaches.
And someone is constantly liking and commenting on Instagram posts about hiking trails, hidden waterfalls, that kind of thing.
Ah, they're into the adventurous side of Cyprus.
Exactly. ZB's AI picks up on that. It flags that person as a high potential lead for your ecotourism packages, even if they haven't like explicitly searched for a hiking trip.
So it's like their online actions are speaking louder than words.
It's like they're reading between the lines of their digital footprint.
Yeah.
And this data-driven approach, it's the foundation of everything ZB's does. It's bigger than just automating tasks. It's about making every marketing decision smarter, more targeted.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here. So they've used AI to pinpoint the right people. What's next? How do they actually reach them?
That's where this whole AI-driven personalization comes in. And this is really where ZB stands out. They take all that data, all that understanding of an individual customer, and they craft marketing messages just for them. We're not just talking about swapping a name in an email here.
Oh, it's way more in-depth than that.
It's like, imagine entire campaigns designed to vibe with your unique interests.
Okay, now you've got to give me an example. How specific are we talking here?
All right, let's stick with our travel company. We've got that potential customer, right? They love hiking, exploring nature.
Our eco-warrior.
Exactly. ZB's AI might show them ads showcasing secluded hiking trails, maybe eco-friendly accommodations, even pop-up messages highlighting discounts on sustainable travel gear.
So instead of seeing a generic ad for a beach resort, they're seeing something tailored to their passion for sustainable adventure.
Exactly. It's all about making those marketing messages so relevant that it feels less like an ad and more like a helpful suggestion.
I see. Remove that, another ad feeling. Clever.
And it works. ZB has the case studies to prove it. They actually helped one of their clients get a 40% higher click-through rate on their ads just by tailoring the messaging to different customer segments. They actually saw a 40% increase. It's huge.
Wow. 40%. That's not just a little bump.
Yeah.
That's a significant jump. Clearly, they're onto something with this whole personalized approach.
40%. Can you believe that? That's wild. It really seems like they're onto something with all this personalized stuff. But, let's talk about the AI part of it all. You know what I mean? This whole data analysis thing, knowing what we're going to do before we do it. How does that even work? Do they have like a, I don't know, a super secret algorithm or something that only they can use?
Well, it is pretty high tech stuff. I'll
yeah.
give you that. But the foundation of it all, you know, the basic building blocks, those are actually things you might have even heard of. Like one technique they use is called sentiment analysis.
Sentiment analysis. Okay, I'm not sure I've heard of that one.
It's really cool, actually. Basically, the AI reads text, like everything. Social media posts, reviews, even those customer service chats.
It reads all that.
It analyzes it all to figure out not just what people are saying, but how they're saying it. Like, what's the emotion behind the words?
So, like, If I'm super stoked about a new restaurant and I'm writing a review, I'm throwing in all the exclamation points, all the heart eye emojis. ZBH AI knows I'm not just saying I like it, I love it.
Exactly. It's like the AI is emotionally intelligent or something, which honestly can be crazy valuable for marketers.
Because it's not just about what people say they like, it's about how excited they really are about it.
Think about it. If you know how someone really feels, you can create a message that really resonates with them.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So sentiment analysis, got it. What else is in this AI toolbox of theirs?
Another big one is lookalike modeling, and this one's really interesting.
Okay, lay it on me. What's lookalike modeling all about?
Zebius's AI takes a deep dive into the data of your existing best customers. You know, their demographics, what they're doing online, what they're buying.
Great, all that good stuff.
And then it finds other people who match those same traits.
It's like saying, hey, AI, I really like these customers. Go find me more people just like them.
That's a great way to put it. And what's really cool about this is that it can help businesses connect with entirely new customer groups they might not have even thought of before.
So you're expanding your reach while still keeping that laser focus on the people who are most likely to want what you're offering.
Exactly. It's all about strategy.
This is starting to sound a little like, you know, fortune telling, to be honest. You're predicting what people are going to buy before they even buy it.
It's definitely a powerful tool, no doubt about it. But just like any tool, it's all in how you use it.
That's a good point.
One of the things that I think really makes ZC different is that they don't just like throw this AI technology at you and disappear. They're all about combining it with actual human expertise.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. I was starting to get a bit creeped out by the idea of AI making all the decisions.
Right, like we're not living in some sci-fi movie, at least not yet.
Exactly. So they're finding that balance between like human creativity and what AI can do.
They have a whole team of real people who analyze the data, fine-tune the algorithms, and then they work directly with clients to make sure they're actually using these insights in the best way possible.
So it's not just about the big picture, right? Like predicting what's going to be the next big trend. They're also helping businesses make those day-to-day decisions about their marketing.
That's exactly right. They're actually really focused on helping businesses optimize their campaigns in real time.
Hold on, real time. What does that even look like?
This is where we get into what ZB calls performance monitoring and optimization. And this is where AI really gives businesses a leg up. Forget those boring old analytics dashboards that only update like once a day.
You know the ones. So slow.
ZBH AI is constantly watching how your campaigns are doing. It's looking at everything: website traffic, how much buzz you're getting on social media, email open rates, the whole nine yards.
So it's like having like a marketing assistant who never sleeps, never takes a break.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well.
But here's the really cool part. If the AI sees that something's not working as well as it should, it doesn't just wait around for someone to notice.
No. What does it do?
Yeah. It actually suggests changes. It'll be like, hey, maybe tweak the wording on those ads, or try targeting a slightly different group of people, maybe even suggest moving some budget around to different channels. And all of this is happening in real time, so you're making the most of every single dollar you spend.
Okay, that is seriously impressive. It's like Z is taking all the guesswork out of marketing and maybe even some of the stress.
That's the idea, at least. But, you know, it's important to remember that ZP isn't just some AI factory. I mean, yeah, that's what they're known for, but they're also a full-blown digital marketing agency.
Oh, so they do it all?
They're like a one-stop shop for all things marketing:
Wow.
website design, content creation, SEO, the whole shebang. They've got it all.
So they're not just a one-trick pony. They've got the AI power, but they've also got the human touch. But with all this talk about data and algorithms and robots taking over the world, I have to ask, is there still room for that personal touch in marketing? I mean, at the end of the day, connecting with people, that's what it's all about, right? That's the million-dollar question, right? Can you really have, you know, all this high-tech marketing magic without losing that human element? Like, where's the heart in all this?
It seems like something that ZB is very aware of, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they actually say, I'm paraphrasing here, but it's something like their goal isn't to replace human marketers altogether.
Okay, so what are they just trying to make them better?
Exactly. Empower them. That's the word they use. And I think that's a really important distinction to make.
I see. So it's not about the robots taking over. It's about the robots and humans like working together.
It's all about collaboration. You know, the human team at ZBeat, they bring those things that AI, at least for now, isn't so great at, like creativity, strategic thinking. understanding those subtle things about, I don't know, human nature that are hard to code.
Yeah, those soft skills that everyone's always talking about.
Right. And they're not just throwing those skills out the window. They're actually using the AI insights as a starting point.
Oh, so it's not like the AI is calling all the shots. It's more like providing a roadmap or something.
Exactly. It's like a data-driven compass, if you will. And what I find really interesting is that ZBeeat is actually using AI to boost creativity, not stifle it.
Wait, really? How does that work?
Well, for example, they can use AI to analyze things like design trends, you know, what's popular right now, what people are responding to. They even look at writing styles to help businesses develop a stronger brand identity.
So it's like having a team of like research assistants, but they're all algorithms.
Exactly. It frees up the human marketers to focus on the big picture stuff.
Okay, you know, I've got to admit, I was pretty skeptical about all this when we started, but this is starting to sound kind of amazing. I mean, less time staring at spreadsheets, more time actually connecting with people who wouldn't want that.
Right. It's definitely exciting stuff.
It is. But let's zoom out for a second. What does ZBeeat's story tell us about, like, the big picture of marketing? Are we all going to be working with AI assistants someday soon?
Well, ZBeeat might be leading the way in Cyprus, but this whole AI and marketing thing, it's going global.
So it's not a matter of if anymore, it's when.
Exactly. And that's, you know, it's both really exciting and a little bit, I don't know, intimidating.
Especially for those of us who are still trying to figure out how to use all the features on our phones. But seriously, I think you've given us a lot to think about today. It seems pretty clear that AI is changing the marketing game, but companies like ZBeeat are showing us that it doesn't have to be this cold, impersonal thing.
Totally.
It can be a tool for good, for being more efficient, sure, but also for being more creative, more connected, maybe even more human in a way.
I love that. It's an evolution, not a revolution. That's a great way to put it.
And the marketers who will really thrive in this new world, they're the ones who are willing to learn to adapt and to use these new tools to, you know, do their best work.
Couldn't agree more.
So to all our listeners out there, if you're feeling a little overwhelmed by all this talk about AI, don't panic.
Yeah, stay curious.
Exactly. And never underestimate the power of your own creativity and experience. Especially in this age of AI, those things are more valuable than ever.
Well said. It's a brave new world of marketing out there, but hey, let's explore it together.
I'm in. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive into the world of AI-powered marketing. For anyone who wants to learn more about ZBeeat and everything we talked about today, you can find links in the show notes.
And be sure to tune in next time as we continue our exploration of the ever-changing world of marketing, technology, and the people who are shaping it all.
Until then, happy marketing, everyone.